marketing in the public sector, a roadmap for improved performance. Authors Philip Kotler and Nancy Lee. Every society needs a public sector to perform services that are critical to its interests that neither the private nor the non-profit sectors want to handle. Accordingly, the public sector needs to improve its performance in order to raise public satisfaction. Thus, it should adopt tools successfully applied by the private sector. One of these tools is marketing, which is a useful planning platform for agencies that want to meet citizen needs. Marketing mindset. A marketing mindset begins with awareness of basic principles and is sustained through practice, feedback, and adjustments, and requires the infusion of the five principles. 1. Adopting a customer-centered focus. It is a process that involves a voluntary transfer of a product to a customer in exchange for some cost paid. 2. Segmenting and targeting the market. Segmentation could be descriptive, benefit-related, or behavioural in nature. And most agencies serve broad markets that require knowledge of different approaches. 3. Identifying the competition. Use this as a platform for developing marketing strategies, including developing a competitive position. 4. Utilizing all four P's in the marketing mix. Ideal marketing planning requires taking decisions after considering the market four P's: product, price, place, and promotion, which create the offer to be sold. 5. Monitoring efforts and making adjustments. It is a control process designed to maximize the probability that the organization will achieve its current and future marketing objectives, through ensuring that systems are in place for evaluating marketing efforts and making adjustments. In the public sector, participation and usage levels are more relevant than sales. Retained earnings are more applicable than profits. Applying marketing tools to the public sector. Product. One of the most important marketing functions is that of a product management, which entails developing competitive strategies for the product, preparing marketing plans, supporting the product among the sales force and distributors, gathering continuous intelligence on its performance, and signalling any opportunity for a new product development or needed improvements to existing ones. Product development. A systematic approach should guide the development and launch of new programs and services, with a focus on the important steps and allocate sufficient resources to the process. To ensure having a successful product, you should understand what the product lifecycle is, or the four stages that the product may go through, which are 1. Introduction. 2. Growth. 3. Maturity. 4. Decline. Price. The first step is to determine the objective of the price. The next step is to assess the market demand and know how it might vary by alternative prices, especially if your product is price sensitive, after analysing the competitor's offer. Accordingly, you may set your price, with the cost of the product serves as a base, the consumer's value act as the ceiling, and the competition's pricing has provided a third perimeter for consideration. Place. Distribution channels are the outlets used to deliver offerings and the means that citizens have to access to get the service. Accordingly, your selection of their type profoundly affect citizens' response. Distribution channels' decisions impact where, how, and when your offerings will be delivered and accessed. Contemplating distribution channels should be based on their potential to impact two sides of the scale: the economic value to your agency and the convenience value for your customers. Distribution channels vary: physical location, phone, fax, mail, mobile units, internet, home delivery, house calls, where customers shop and hang out, kiosks and vending machines. Distribution planning also includes consideration of the impact of hours and days of the week you are operating your agency's costs, as well as citizens' participation and satisfaction. Creating and maintaining a desired brand identity. The process begins with decisions regarding the desired brand identity, and then is managed to ensure that your brand image is on target. The primary function of a brand is to identify the maker or the seller of a product, service, places, and ideas. A strong brand image can serve you well in helping meet several marketing objectives, like heightened awareness and understanding of the features of your brand which may impact usage levels. A new brand, or even a revitalizing one, requires adequate exposure of its elements to land in the desired position in the mind of the public. Accordingly, you will need to develop a style, manual, or brand identity guidelines to inform and assist others in reproducing and displaying the brand. Creating a desired brand identity requires 6 steps. 1. Establish brand purpose. 2. Identify target audiences. 3. Articulate your desired brand identity. 4. Craft the brand promise. 5. Determine the brand's position relative to the competition. 6. Select brand elements. Promotion. Marketing communications are used to inform, educate, and often persuade a target market about a desirable behaviour. It's in your persuasive communication that all you count on to ensure the target audience knows about you or your offer. Believe they will experience the benefits you promise and are inspired to act. Communication decisions are based on your marketing objectives, target markets, desired brand identity, product, price, and place. Meanwhile, their selection have an impact on decisions regarding evaluation, budget, and implementation plans. Forming strategic partnerships with public sector. Corporations are getting more strategic about choosing partners and initiatives that reflect an increased desire for doing public welfare, which may be based on detecting the pulse of their customers. There are 3 forms of partnerships that public agencies can utilise. 1. Partnerships with the private sector. Private organisations have a variety of resources to contribute to public agencies, regardless of the type of initiative. 2. Partnerships with the non-profit sector. This type of partnership is more typical and sometimes more mutually beneficial. Since public sector managers are more familiar with non-profit partners and more comfortable with approaching them. 3. Partnerships between governmental agencies. This is perhaps the most common and well-understood type of partnership. Because of its potential marketing benefits like increased clout, technical expertise, access to target markets and distribution channels. Monitoring and evaluating marketing performance. Measuring marketing performance is one of the most complex tasks. However, one distinction is important here between monitoring and evaluation. Monitoring generally refers to the measurements that are conducted sometimes after a new promotional campaign has been launched, but before it is completed, to determine if mid-course correction is needed. Evaluation is a measurement and final report on what happened, answering the bottom-line questions of whether you reached your goals or not. What you will measure to achieve your research purpose is likely to fall into one or more of these 3 categories. 1. Output. The easiest and most straightforward measures that reflect levels of marketing activities as quantifiable as possible, like number of material distributed, reach and frequency of advertising, number of impressions from other communication channels, mentions and airtimes in the news and media, number of special events, resources expanded, other marketing-related activities. 2. Outcome. How citizens respond to the campaign if your messages were noticed. Level of success could be determined by outcomes based on results. Campaign awareness. Changes in knowledge, attitudes or beliefs. Behaviour or intent. Creating partners or campaign contributions. Increase in customer satisfaction. 3. Impacts. When you go on to describe and quantify citizen response to your efforts, you will most likely capture and hold the management attention, but reporting on the actual impact these citizen actions had on social, economic, and/or environmental conditions will applaud your efforts. Measuring efforts could be achieved through 3 major informational resources: internal records and database, citizen surveys, and scientific or technical surveys. Meanwhile, the timing of the data collection could be pre- and post-surveys, longitudinal surveys, and periodic surveys. Finally, an estimate is to be provided for the cost associated with developing and conducting the monitoring or evaluation activities to be integrated in the final marketing budget, including staff time to manage the process and conduct the analysis.